Ron, let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we bring in our friend Mike White from the Post-Gazette. Mike, how are you today?
Joe, how are you? Ron, how are you, the legend? Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
You know, Ron, I was just thinking right before we came on. Obviously, we don't see each other hardly at all anymore, not in the office, but do you still pace back and forth and back and forth and back and forth like a madman if you can't figure out how to start a story?
Every time I write, I pace. I'm ruining my living room floor, my office floor. Yes, I do.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Some people got to smoke to think I got to pace. But thank you for your interest, Joe, and Mike, and how I'm still working. I appreciate that.
Well, that was what you were always known for, at least in my eyes, the pacing and the drinking beer.
Well, I guess there's probably worse than those two things to be known for. Yeah. I guess I'm not complaining.
Do you pace while you drink beer, Ron?
What's that?
Do you pace while you drink beer?
No, I only pace when I write. That's the only way. Right. I enjoy my beer sitting down, usually. Have a nice little deck on my condo, sit out there. I enjoy that.
All right. Well, we have that sorted out. What we don't have sorted out, Mike, is this mess that is high school sports in this state. What's going to happen? Where are we now with this?
Oh, Joe, I'll try to explain as quick as I can, I guess, where we are. There's so many back and forth with everything, but where we are is right now the governor and the Department of Health and Education, as you know, made the recommendation last week of no sports until January 1st. PIAA had a meeting last Friday, decided they're going to push back the start of fall sports practices 2 weeks in an effort to maybe talk to the governor's office, Department of Health and Education, to maybe try and get them to get basically to get their blessing. And because it would be very tough, even if they would let it up to the schools. How many schools, Joe and Ron, do you think would go against the Department of Health, Education, and governor's recommendation? I don't see the governor going back and saying, okay, I'll give you my blessing, because that would basically say he was wrong, and I don't think he's going to do that. But and in the meantime, you got legislators trying to introduce bills that would basically give a redshirt year, next year of eligibility to athletes and students who feel they were not educated well enough during this pandemic, and which is a little crazy. And then another legislator is introducing a bill which would leave it up to the schools and school districts to make a choice of whether they want to play this year, which is what the Department of Health and Education recommended last week, that is up to the schools. So a lot of stuff going in circles. I can't see. I don't know. I go back and forth every day, but I can't see them starting sports in the fall, Joe. Not with what's going on.
Mike, okay, why wouldn't they go against the governor's recommendation? If they believe they have a way to do it safely, you know, it's not a mandate, what he has said. Why do you think they would just totally not do that based on what the governor said?
Because you're talking about the schools, Ron. Why do I don't
right.
think the schools will? It's
yeah.
going to be up to superintendent and school boards. And I just don't think the mindset of school boards and superintendents and will go against the Department of Health and Education and not just the governor. Just my thought, it's a lot of pressure to put on school boards for making the decision like that to put on sports. And I also think, like it or not, rightly or wrongly, there's always that question of liability. If you give their blessing to do that and something happens, wait a second, you went against the recommendation. You know, in this world where everybody sues everybody nowadays, I just have a hard time believing that. And I don't think they should pay that much attention to what the colleges are doing, because I think they are totally different. But I think that's going to be in some of the decision-making process also.
Mike, let me just interrupt 1 second, Joe. I apologize to follow here. So your estimation, you don't think there's going to be high school sports this fall. Is that what you're saying?
Honestly, Ron, I said this. I go back and forth every day. I really do. And I know it might be a cop-out, but, you know, there's so many things. And the thing that people don't talk about is, which is a major factor, which just could throw craziness into the situation if they would go back. You know, they want you to still quarantine a team to shut down for 2 weeks if one player comes down test positive, and that's okay. But my gosh, that sets back things. Also, a team having to quarantine a run, you've already got some school districts have already decided not to play. A few in the entire state. I don't know. It's just my feeling. My feeling right now is, I don't know. I just can't see it happening. Just my feeling, knowing how school boards think and school districts think. I think a lot of them want it to happen. I would like it to happen. I don't know. I don't see it.
Mike White of the Post-Gazette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Well, I go back and forth on this as well. I definitely believe, in fact, I know in some cases, that the will of the people is to play. And I'm talking parents, coaches, ADs, obviously the athletes themselves, and I would bet school boards in certain districts at certain schools. So what about the idea of signing waivers where parents basically waive the right to sue? Doesn't that eliminate the liability factor, Mike?
It does, but a lot of, you know, even I've dealt with this because I coach and that. Those waivers sometimes don't carry a whole lot of weight when it gets into a court, and I'm not saying it wouldn't. But, yeah, Joe, I think there would be a lot of school districts who still – I should backtrack on my comments a little. I think there would be a lot of school districts who would vote to go ahead and play. But I think there would be a lot that wouldn't. And I think you would have a whole mess. Then what do you do then if you have 50% of the schools deciding not to play, 50% to play? Could you
Why
do
not
it?
Just yeah. play? I mean, seriously, why not just play? I see it in youth sports where, you know, my daughter's softball league had six teams. We just played each other the whole time.
I agree, but – you know, from the WPL PIAA standpoint, is that really what they want? I agree. I just play with who wants to, but it could be a real mess. And Joe, the whole big thing with this is, which you are to understand, and myself included, is youth sports, AAU sports, and they have been doing whatever they want with, I don't know, I haven't heard many outbreaks at all because of it. Yeah, there have been some athletes that have been at schools this summer have tested positive and that their team is shut down. But, you know, there have been tournaments and with people indoors watching game, basketball games, AAU tournaments. You know your daughter playing. People in the stands. And don't take me wrong. I'm not saying that it should be no sports. I would personally like to see them try. And if you have all these outbreaks and it doesn't go well after 2 weeks, okay, shut it down. But with so many of the youth sports and things like that going on this summer, and I haven't heard of problems, really, I would like to see them try. I agree with you. But you asked me my opinion. If I think, I would say I would lean towards them not having. I would lean towards there not being high school sports. Doesn't mean that I think there shouldn't be, but that's what I think.
All right, Mike, let me ask you it this way. You have sons that played high school sports. If you had to make the decision right now, would you let them play right now?
I would want to know the parameters, Ron, of mitigation, safety factors, and things like that. I would not want them to play if there were, you know, 1,000 people in the stands. I would right now say, I mean, they're all grown up. But
yeah, that's what I'm doing this hypothetically, what you would do if your kids were in school right now.
I would say give it a try. Yes, give it a try. You have a daughter, would you?
I don't know, Mike. I'd have to really think about it. Thankfully, I don't have to make that decision right now. I don't envy parents having to decide whether to send their kids back to school, let alone playing sports.
I agree with you on that. And there's one last thing, maybe if I can get this real. I really wish we would consider, though, they would consider a model like Illinois is doing. I, for one, I cannot understand why Illinois is playing basically four seasons. They're doing in the fall golf, tennis, girls volleyball. Why can't we do that here? Even cross country. You know, you could mitigate staggering the starting lines if you have a big invitational. And maybe move football to the spring and soccer, even though soccer people bought the clubs, soccer, things like that. But, I think that would appease a lot of people. I would like to see that considered. I think Illinois has a good thing going. Some other states have things like that. I would like to see that.
Yeah, and the college or the high school coaches that you interviewed said that was a no-brainer. I think Jim Render did, but we have to run right now, Mike. We appreciate the time, and we appreciate you joining us as frequently as you have. I know it's very exciting for you to get to sort of rub virtual elbows with Ron.
Legend. And you're fast becoming one too, Joe. Let's not cut you short. You're fast becoming one.
Thank you, Mike. Ron, would you like to say goodbye to Mike?
Tell him I'm getting ready to go pacing just a little bit.
Good. I'm going to go golfing. See ya.